we are here principally to listen to the neighbors and what's on their heart and the dreams that are in their minds, first and foremost, because people who are experiencing any of those problems you mentioned, as far as, you know, food insecurity or housing instability, those folks have real practical needs that we can address both with the nonprofits that are here in town as well as just with the everyday gifts that each neighbor has who lives here. And we want to listen to the issues that are on people's hearts and minds and then come up with solutions that leverage the existing assets and strengths we already have in our neighborhood. So it really comes down to what's on people's hearts and minds, what comes to our attention. And when it comes with our partnership to the city, oftentimes we will get calls from folks who aren't able to tend to their lawn or have a home repair issue that they can't afford to take care of, and then we come up with a community-based solution to address that problem.